9:30 on a Monday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time talking with Bartlesville City Manager Mike Bailey and members of the staff and or management of the city. And first of all, ho, 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 we are nearly here for Christmas. Good morning, sir.
It's awfully close, isn't it, Charlie? Good morning to you.
It is more very close. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, we got it.
That's it. We have arrived. So, and of course, actually, the city hall is closed today.
Okay, that's why you're here.
Yeah, that's it. I got nothing better to do, Charlie. I mean, I could have been home with my kids on Christmas Eve, or I could be here at the radio. So,
well, I'm certainly honored and pleased that you are here today. Otherwise, it would be a best of city matters, and Mr. Gordon will be talking.
I think that would have been good. We'll have to pull that out next year, Charlie. Maybe we can do a little mashup, do some of the best of.
We could probably do that. Yeah.
I think there's Mike.
I'm sorry, Mike is. I didn't have Mike's mic on yet. What were you saying?
Bloopers. I think we should do a blooper show, right?
I'm kind of hoping those bloopers are all forgotten, Mike, because most of them are mine.
Well, I could pull some of those from a city council meeting. I don't know.
I remember being asked not to comment on using street salt as margarita rims in the past at some point in my. Some point in my past, so
well. Speaking of street salt, I know it's not one of the topics that we had planned on discussing, but we are well supplied. Should Mother Nature strike?
We are. We had a little bit of a snowmageddon scare a while back.
Yeah, and, thankfully I was headed out of town for my granddaughter's third birthday and missed the whole thing. But
yep, and luckily there was, that's what I said. Luckily there was nothing to miss. But
I saw some Facebook posters where some people had cut out pieces of paper snowflakes and set them in their in the grass.
That's about as close as we got. And those we didn't have to clean those up. So, but yeah, we're well supplied. The trucks are ready. So
some of those probably went in the landfill this week with the leaves. So you know. Yeah.
Yes, I expect some of those are out there as well. So, but no, we're definitely ready in the event that we should need that. And of course, despite the fact that City Hall is closed, emergency services including that will be open.
Okay.
City Hall will be closed today. Mm-hmm. Also Christmas Day, and then it will be closed New Year's Day as well. We will be open New Year's Eve. There were some hour changes for some of the things that we spend a minute on here.
Sure.
We talk about this quite a bit, but I think it's important to people who don't want to miss their trash day that we make sure that they know. So trash routes and recycling centers are amended a little bit. The sanitation crews will be working today. So Monday's your trash day, you're covered. You're just fine.
Okay. Kevin Potter still feels sorry for you because of all the Monday holidays, but that's
it. That's it. Lots of Monday holidays. And then the New Year's Eve, they will be working that day as well. So December 31st, they'll be working. So no effect to those for sanitation. The recycling center will also be open. However, it will close at noon on both Christmas Eve today and on New Year's Eve. So. But then there will be no trash collection, and the recycling center will be closed on Christmas Day and on New Year's Day.
Okay.
And so for those people, that's a Tuesday. Both of those are on Tuesdays. Their routes will be amended, and we'll pick up their trash on Wednesday. So they do ask that everybody have their trash out by 6 a.m. And again, City Hall will be closed on today and on Christmas and on New Year's Day. But police and fire services, of course, they continue. So all emergency services, and I have Terry here with me. I assume we'll be continuing to make water and take sewer. So there's certain things we don't get to stop doing just because it's a holiday.
Okay, well, those processes will continue, and I assume there is something in the contract for those employees that they are well compensated for working on Christmas, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, you are correct. And, in fact, the police and fire, of course, is in their contract, and Terry's guys, I think you – probably just have your water plant guys, and then you have your on-call guys, of course, for Christmas.
Yeah, we do pay them extra for working holidays, so that's kind of written in there, but we do give them time off later in the week to account for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity for them to earn a little extra money during the holiday season, but we still get them time off to be able to spend it with family or however they choose.
Sometimes that's nice to be able to choose the day you celebrate Christmas, and that way the family can go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, and then you can celebrate at home later.
Yep.
But we do appreciate the sacrifice of all of these people who give up their Christmas. You know, they give up Easter and Thanksgiving. And in these services, these 24-hour-a-day services, we have no option, but we truly do appreciate the sacrifices of the city employees, be they police, fire, and Terry's guys in water, and of course, as we said, in the event of an emergency, should there be a water line break or a sewer emergency, then he has guys on call that It doesn't matter whether you're in the middle of opening Christmas presents with your kids. You got
to
go.
Well, and I don't care what part of the country you live in, you know, Maine to New Mexico, sewer lines typically break during bad weather. So,
I think that's Murphy's Law.
Well,
or some corollary thereof, yeah.
A lot of people cook, a lot of family gatherings, so there's a lot of loading into the sewer system. So, quite frankly, guys that work days, holidays, know that they're going to be out working it.
It's so just count on it. If you're on call,
you're
going to
be busy.
They're pretty
much assured that they're going to get a call that has to work something because of a holiday. So Thanksgiving is the worst. Christmas is the next.
Is next.
Yeah.
Kelly sent out an announcement last week, and we've had it on, and we will continue to run it periodically through about the 20th of January. But Christmas tree mulching, once you take your tree down, maybe the day after, maybe after New Year's, whenever you
right.
do it, your natural tree, we're not mulching that metal thing. But
we could try, but it wouldn't end well for any of us. So that's right. No artificial trees. But, yeah, if you have a real Christmas tree and once you take that down, we start accepting those the day after Christmas. We do request that they be undecorated. It's kind of like artificials. We don't want Christmas bulbs or lights. But
we're not mulching Snoopy. It was still hanging on the tree.
That's
you know?
Right. We definitely don't want to do that. And the reason being, I know we're kind of making light of it, but the reason being is that this mulch is made available to the public and is used. It's used in gardens, and we will use it as well. I know it's used in some compost. So these will all be recycled. And they will be grinded, and the mulch will be made available to the public, and we'll take those through January 20th. And as you see the mulch accumulate, if you're interested, you help yourself.
Yeah, theoretically, if they're mulching at the time you bring your tree, you could take your tree back home with you.
I guess you could. You could take your own home. maybe that's important to somebody.
It could be. I don't know.
we will be doing that again this year. So we're... It's a good service. It really is, and you would be amazed at the number of trees that we gather there through that period of time. It's been pretty impressive.
Well, and it's been going on for longer than I've been here.
Yeah.
So.
And it is at the same location. So that if you've been before, it is right at Sooner Park. It's actually the upper level parking lot of Sooner Park, which is just right off of Madison. So it's south of the main entrance to get to Sooner Pool. It's right in that area. So, but we would love for you all to drop your trees off. We certainly don't want to see them collecting around town through the year. So feel free to drop those off anytime after Christmas.
Okay, sounds good. We've kind of mentioned the holiday hours for the emergency services, but again, law enforcement, police, and fire protection. It's 24/7, 365.
That's right.
If your emergency is at 2 o'clock on Christmas afternoon, they will respond.
Yes, sir. We will. Absolutely. Cheerfully. Now the non-emergency services, so the police administration, a lot of those guys, they will traditionally be off, but they of course respond to emergency calls as well. So, and fire administration as well. So we pray for those guys that they won't be needed, but we know we're all thankful that if they are needed, that they're available to us. So. And again, we truly do appreciate their sacrifice. And Terry, we touched on it a little bit earlier, talked about waterline breaks and sewer backups and things of that nature. And in fact, was it last weekend or was it a week ago last weekend?
I think it was a week ago last Friday.
We had a pretty good waterline break. Mm-hmm. And in fact, most people who work downtown, I'm sure, have seen the repairs on it. Now they're repairing the road. I think they've wrapped it up. It was out on Frank Phillips on the sort of the east end of downtown, on the south side of the street. That water line ruptured, and someone was kind enough to send me a picture of it. And I have to tell you, Cherokee and Frank Phillips were. It was a lake. Lake Cherokee.
It was a river / lake /
So there were no pictures of a re-eruption of the Nellie Johnstone or anything?
No, but it was apparently that impressive. They didn't get the geyser in the actual deal, but the initial call that I got was from the chief of police who was out eating with his wife, and he called me and said, boss, I don't think this guys are supposed to be in Frank Phillips.
Houston, we have a problem.
That's it. I got just the guy, and I called him, and you know what he did? He sent me to voicemail. So thank you for that, Terry. Now, then he immediately texted me and said, what do you want?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Yeah, it's this time of year, we do see a little bit more occurrence or frequency of waterline breaks. And that's really just because of the temperature changes. We do see some fairly drastic swings, as we have in the last few weeks, where we are down around freezing, then 60 and back and forth. And that weather change really makes the soil move quite a bit, and that's really what's the cause of all these waterline breaks. So it's really not the initial cooling off period. It's usually when it warms up is when we start seeing that movement and those water lines starting to break through there. So if you do happen to occur on a water line break, probably the best thing to do if it's done after hours or at night is really to call the water plant, and their number is 918-338-4055 to report that. So we really run everything through them as far as after hour type breaks to get the guys back out and to investigate it and to take action.
And as we mentioned, they're there 24 hours a day, so it doesn't matter whether it's 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you see it, call that number.
Yeah, absolutely. And you may have to be patient, because sometimes there's a multitude of people that see it. They all call in.
Yep.
There's really just one guy that's there that's fielding calls, so he may be on the other line, and we'll have to get back to you with it. But anyways, that's really the course of action to take if you do come across a waterline break. And really the same thing if you experience a sewer backup during the holiday season. So today and then tomorrow, if your sewer line backs up, the thing to do is to call the water plant at that 338-4055 number. We do have trucks that we send out to take a look at it, to clean it, to see if there's anything that we can do to help with it, if it's something that's on your end of it there. But we'll kind of help make sure our system is flowing and everything's going well to minimize whatever's going on with you on the sewer system. So both water and sewer, that's really the course of action to take for today and tomorrow when nobody's scheduled to work there. But if it's during normal working hours, you can just call 338-4110. With any water or sewer issue, and we'll get people out to take a look at it and go from there.
We typically don't get a lot of rainfall November, December, January, but if the underwater or underground conditions were moister, would that help in alleviate or preventing some of these line breaks?
You would think it would. It's kind of tough to really pinpoint the perfect conditions that would minimize that. They just seem to occur more frequently with that change in weather, and usually going from cold to warm is typically the trigger point with it. But it a lot of times it's just random, where it can break out of the blue and just a perfect day
it was just due.
Yeah.
But so for a lot of people, of course, if it's in your home and it's during the wintertime and it breaks, that's typically due to freezing.
Yeah.
Not always, but a lot of times it's due to freezing of the pipes. Now, that's rarely the case with us. Our pipes are buried deep enough to where we really don't run into that. So as you said, it's more a shifting of the soil. So as Charlie indicated, depending on the soil movements. And so as we have rain or we don't, the soil changes and it causes our pipes to move. And that's where we experience most of our breaks, is during these periods of change where it's cold, it's hot, it's dry, it's wet.
Yep.
So those are, it's a little bit different. And you talked, Terry, about if you see something on the public side, or if you've had a backup in your house and you think that it might be on our side, then we'll go out and examine that. But for the people who are listening, where essentially is the break of that responsibility? So for water in particular, we're responsible for what exactly is the city versus what the homeowner is responsible for?
On the water side, the city owns the system up to and including the meter.
Right.
So anything on the house side of the meter is the property owner's responsibility to care for and to maintain. Now, on the sewer system, the city owns the main or the sewer pipe that's in the ground, but the customer owns their service line all the way to the city's main. So they own it all the way to the line. And a lot of times what we find is backups or people that call in for backups 90% of the time is because of a blockage in their side of the line. But we still respond to it the same. We'll still check it out. And there's things that we can look at and know right away if it's a problem with the city's line or if it's likely going to be on the customer's side of that line with it. So those are things that we look at, and that's kind of the ownership, how that works out to each other. As kind of a reminder on the sewer side, because I did mention earlier that we have a lot of backups occur during this time of year. Families are gathering, a lot of cooking taking place. Just to remind everybody not to pour any fats, oils, or grease down the drain. That's the number one cause.
Whether they're hot or not.
That's right. It doesn't matter if it's hot or not because it's going to cool down.
It's going to cool down.
It's run a certain amount of hot water. It'll
get it through your trap, and that's it.
Yeah. And you don't have enough Dawn to fix it.
No.
You don't. No.
That's absolutely right.
So obviously, if you have fats, oils, grease from cooking and such, really the proper way to dispose of that is to let it cool and throw it in the trash.
And so essentially, if it's a solid at room temperature, then it will be a solid once it hits our sewer line.
And usually it's going to become a solid in your line
Your service line.
And so it's people use the bathrooms, they have family coming over, so there's a lot more use in that perspective. So that's usually what happens when we get call-outs for the sewer side is there's a backup. It could be years of doing that, and it finally caught up with them. But
it'll catch up to you when you have 40 people in your house, and 15 of them need to use the bathroom.
That's right. That's when it happens. Yeah.
And there's only one bathroom.
One bathroom. Yeah.
It's like you and I were at the same place, Charlie.
That's right.
Well, maybe we just grew up in the same house at different times.
That's it. Maybe.
That's right. Mike just finished, so he doesn't care. Right.
That's it. I'm fine. This isn't a problem to me.
So
where is the clean out at your house anyway? Is it to fix the sewer? Anyway, I mean, many people probably they run into it when they're mowing the lawn, but they really take no notice.
Don't even think about where it is, right?
Yeah.
And so for somebody who's experiencing a backup, Terry, and I'd say a violent backup where it is bubbling up through there, what advice would you have other than to call the city and have us come check it out?
Well, the first thing I would do is if you know where your clean out is, which is usually on the outside of the home somewhere, I would go, and all of them should have a cap.
A little cap on it,
you can screw it off, and to take the cap off to give it a place to go so that it's not coming back up into the tub or up out of the stool wherever that may be wanting to come back up at. So you give it a place to go outside.
Outside of your house.
Outside of your house.
Gloves on, maybe.
Yeah, you want to – truthfully, if it's bubbling up in your house, it's going to be kind of gurgling out of the sewer clean out as well.
It's going to be easy to find.
Yeah, so you should hopefully be able to pinpoint it. But, you know, truthfully, it's always a good idea to know where that's at. If you've never had an occasion to look for it, you don't want to have to try to find that in the middle of the night. When you have family over, it's probably good to know where it's at. At this time when there is not a catastrophe or crisis.
Last time I had this issue in my house, it was about 2 inches of ice and 6 inches of snow. So I got to try to dig it out during the middle of that.
You found it during that time.
I did.
I'd say baptism by fire, but it was really ice.
It was. I discovered it's not that easy to dig through ice with your bare hands, no matter how panicked you are.
That's right, yeah.
As far as if there's water in somebody's front yard and they suspect a leak, even if they think that's on their side, they can go ahead and call us and we'll examine it. We'll do essentially a leak check. And some of those we can do remotely now with our new system. We can send a guy out. And of course, I know that you have, in the past, you've sent guys out and helped them locate leaks that were on their side.
Yep.
And now it's not our responsibility to fix, as we noted earlier, if it's past the meter. Irrigation systems sometimes can be very tricky to find the leaks on those, and I know your guys have been willing to help out with that in the past and would. So if somebody has an issue, they can call us, and we will respond.
I mean, typically those shutoffs are under the sidewalk or under something that maybe somebody's arms aren't long enough to reach, and there is a really nice tool that I have borrowed to turn those things on and off.
They do make it a lot easier. Yeah. You're correct. I think the message. So what number during normal business hours, Terry? One more time, if somebody has a leak or a backup, what should they call?
Call 338-4104.
Okay.
During work hours, and then 338-4055 after hours.
And so those would be the two numbers to know. And again, it does not matter whether that's on our side or the citizen's side. We'll be happy to respond, help to identify where that is. And then perhaps at least provide some assistance in remediating that.
At least give them a list of plumbers anyway.
That's it. We won't recommend anything. They tend to get offended if you start recommending one or two. So
it's just not ethical to say, here are qualified people that are licensed with the city of Bartlesville.
You go. We do have that available. That's entirely correct. So. All right. Well, Terry, I appreciate that. And we also have Micah Seemers, who I believe you're supposed to be on your way to Branson.
No,
that was last. Fresh. You just back from Branson, or are you? Yeah. In?
No, we got back over the weekend.
Okay,
so
you got back over the weekend.
Yeah, we're back in town.
Well,
so
that's well, great. Welcome back, and I appreciate you. You probably cut your Branson trip short just to come up here.
I did, and share
the radio with everybody. I do appreciate that
just for this show.
But as long as you got to eat at Dolly Parton's place, you're in good shape. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
There you go.
Good. Those chickens. Chickens are good.
So how is Branson this chicken. Time of year? I've never been over Christmas.
It is nice.
It can be slippery, but that's not today.
There's right. that. Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, you know, with the hills and whatnot, didn't have to deal with any of that, so that was a good thing.
Doing Silver Dollar City, the
we
Christmas
normally,
lights?
You know, if we go this time of year, normally it is the Christmas lights at Silver Dollar City. That's the price on that is a little bit steep these days. And so we switched it up this year, ate the yard bird there at Dolly Parton's Stampede. I think they call it the Dolly Parton Stampede now, something like that.
Somehow the word Dixie has become unpopular.
Yeah, it used to be the Dixies. That's right. You're right.
So don't want to call it that now. And just like me and the Indians down here playing baseball, I just can't. it always comes out of my mouth different.
It was that when we were kids.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah, I know it. But no, I did that. And then the Polar Express. It's a good time with the kids.
Cool.
Got to wear PJs on the train and everything, so hopefully there's no pictures of me floating around in my PJs out there.
We're all hopeful. We will
scan everybody else's social media just to find your face.
Be sure and do that.
I know you're not on Facebook, but Katie is.
Why'd you have to say your name out there? Come on now. People are going to be.
Oh, now they can associate the two of you because that last name, Seamer's last
I'm
name is
for.
Pretty rare.
I can't believe I came back for this.
So what in the city of Bartlesville is or is about to be under construction?
Well, we are going to rock your world January 7th, everybody.
It's going to get busy.
So get ready. No, it won't be that bad. But we do have a couple projects.
Here we go,
ready.
Jim Bonsack. Here we go.
There you go.
or Earl Sears now, as the case may be.
The shortest distance between two points, it's under construction.
Now, we did decide to wait until shopping season was over, Christmas, New Year's, all that was complete, to get some of these started to make it a little bit easier on everybody. But the big one really is January 7th, Price Road. Our Price Road rehabilitation project's gonna kick off then, so you'll probably start seeing signage getting put up and whatnot. And so that project, it's a concrete street through there, with no shoulders currently. There's grass shoulders, if you will. Now we're gonna add 6 foot wide asphalt shoulders from that entire stretch from Highway 75 to the roundabout, and we'll do that. And then we'll also, like you've seen done on some of the state highways around the state of Oklahoma,
like the way you got Adams all torn up.
Yes, that is mine. I claim that one.
Nope, don't be spreading false rumors, Charlie.
Full disclosure, that is an ODOT project.
That is an ODOT project.
You know, I was about to walk out the door. I come back.
For all this abuse. We love you, Mike. So you don't go anywhere. And to Charlie's point, also, for the viewers' listening pleasure, what streets in Bartlesville are under are essentially the responsibility of Oklahoma
Basically
Department
Basically not
of
ours. The ones that if you have complaints, call ODOT.
Let's go ahead and boil that down.
Who's going to plow their snow when it happens?
That's right.
So we've got three highways in the city of Bartlesville. Now, some of them are kind of split up, but we've got Highway 75, which is Washington Boulevard, essentially from the north end of town to the south
all
end of town.
All
the way through town. And then we've got Highway 60 that runs east-west, and that... is No Water Road coming in from the east, and then it hits Highway 75 and it jogs down to Adams Boulevard where the overpass is, and then from
or the
Boulevard,
hot cold and warm yeah
yeah for the hot warm
yeah,
cold tower
right there,
and then from that point west, that is State Highway 60, and that goes all the way out west of town,
which includes the bridge project that ODOT is doing, and then the final highway that we have is 123.
And then we've got 123, and so that actually, so Highway 60 actually jogs, I guess, there at 123, at the research center.
Yep.
A few people found out about that project last week with the meeting, so yeah.
Sure. And then 123 comes from Dewey, essentially, there at the Cherokee Bridge through Johnstone, right there by Johnstone Park. And so Hensley, from there at Cherokee, essentially west to where it meets Highway 60 again, that is Highway 123. So those are the areas through town that are not ours. So, and Hensley is in pretty poor condition.
Adams,
we would
west
love
of
for
75.
Them to redo that. Adams,
we would.
West of 75 is in pretty poor condition as well. So
at this point in time, on the so the state does an 8-year capital plan.
That's right.
For their streets, or I say the state, Oklahoma Department of Transportation does.
Right.
And of all of those roads, which ones are listed on the 8-year plan for ODOT at this
point?
So
currently on that 8-year plan is a Section 123, really just the bridge over
the
Kenny
right.
River. So right there at Cherokee.
Which we believe the state will realign with Delaware.
Correct.
We expect them to remove the bridge at Cherokee and realign
right.
with Delaware.
That's right. So that project, they should start probably doing some utility relocates and things of that nature here in the next couple of years, probably 2021 time frame, with really construction on the bridge later on down the line another year or two. So that is one that is identified. And then we've also got Highway 60 through essentially downtown. So,
and it's only really at this point in time, the only plans that ODOT has starts at the
Kenny
bridge
River,
that they're currently
just
doing.
Just west of the river, yep.
And goes west all the way out to 123.
That's correct.
And those are, so we have some concerns about the condition of those. We're continuing to work with the state. Those even that section of Adams is quite a ways out in their plan. I think it's probably
it's eight years.
It's
towards the end of it, yeah.
And the other sections, including Hensley, are not listed. So we'll continue to work with the state and our representatives. We have a great relationship with them. We have a great relationship with ODOT.
We do.
They're a little not to spread their message, but they're a little spread thin because of the focus on the bridges. And
That's
we've
right.
been told a number of times that their primary focus right now is on those bridge repairs.
They really don't like the term structurally deficient.
That's right, but I think that's
yeah,
exactly
kind of
what
a black
it is.
Eye.
It doesn't sound good,
yeah.
But that really is their focus, is in bringing all of these bridges up to standard, and that it just doesn't leave a lot of money for surface repairs,
right.
And surface treatments, which is, of course, what we're interested in. So we'll continue to work with them and try to keep it up, but if you have concerns about those roads, feel free to call us, but we'll just forward your comments on to the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, so you can also reach directly out to them if you have comments or concerns.
Yeah, it definitely
helps
highways. To, you know, not just get with us and then have us, you know, kind of, you know, if they keep hearing me call, they probably get
over
tired
and over.
Of
it's just
if they,
us.
If
that's
they get
it.
Different names and faces.
That,
maybe.
It's that whiny engineer at the city of Bartlesville.
That's right. Yeah. That guy.
That's right. And the whiny city manager.
That's right.
Yeah.
So. All right, Mikey, I got you sidetracked there.
That's
sort
okay.
of my job.
That's okay. Got derailed a little bit.
Got about 3 minutes here.
So Price Road, again, going back to Price Road, we will have one direction of traffic shut down through periods of that project. So at any given point during that project, some portion in a direction will be shut down to one direction of traffic. So, and that'll be phased, really. You know, it won't be done all at once, but it'll be phased, probably multiple different phases. So anyway, that is going on January 7th. We're going to start work on the Johnstone parking lot right there by the Kitty Park, also January 7th.
Good.
That's a block grant, community development block grant, so we're 50-50 match on grant funds there. That one's getting fired up January 7th. And then our contractor, who's currently working on the Safe Routes to School sidewalk project over around Hoover and Madison, they should be getting rolling on the Mountain Road project also January 7th as well. So
good. So they'll be moving to that as soon as
they
wrap
will be
up
moving
this
to that
one.
They just have to finish up some asphalt work on the current project. They've finished all their concrete sidewalk work, and they're waiting for some decent weather for asphalt.
Good.
So again, hopefully they can get that asphalt laid before this January 7th start for the Mountain Road. But honestly, there's a lot of point repair work, some milling to be done on Mountain Road and different crews. And so hopefully they can get that one going January 7th as well. And again, this will be a full closure on that road. This is the main road up Circle Mountain that winds around
we'll
through
have
there.
Have to detour them around to the back entrance.
Yep, only access off the back entrance. And we're doing this because of the way the road winds up through there, the steepness of it. It just doesn't make sense to try to keep any sort of traffic running through.
Wouldn't
there.
Be safe.
Wouldn't be safe.
It
exactly.
would be very difficult.
Be sure and be aware of that as well, starting January 7th. I think I did mention on the last radio show that I had been involved with that Johnstone was complete. It was complete. There are a couple panels that have since cracked, and we're having the contractor go back in to replace those. And we actually saw a couple areas that really we probably want to tack on to that. So a little bit of additional work on Johnstone between 14th and 17th. So we'll probably wrap that up in the next 2-3 weeks, something like that. And
Sooner Park Road Drive, is it wrapped up, about to wrap up?
Sooner Park just kicked off, really. So Fleetwood, we're getting close on. Should wrap that up, hopefully. Actually, they may have wrapped it up last week. But then we're moving on to Sooner Park. drive road, whichever you want to call it. We've got a debate on that.
Depends on where.
Depends on where you are. But so they are working on that currently. That's probably going to take them 2 to 3 months to finish that section between Baylor and Adams, and then they'll move on to Willow and Willow Creek and Arbor.
Much needed projects.
Okay, and check out the rest of the items. Kelly does a great job on the city's website, keeping a lot of those items up to date.
Sign up for City Beat. And Charlie, you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year if I don't see you again, my friend.
Thank you very much. That's City Matters on 1400 K1.